present King Street Junior, created by Jim Eldridge and written by Martin Davies. Starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
Morning, Mrs. Rudd.
What on earth are you doing out here?
Playground duty. What's it look like?
But I'm down for playground duty this
morning. Not according to the roster.
I'm sorry. I think you're wrong, Mr. Holliday.
Hey, you, young David. Do that again and you're in trouble, right?
Yes, Mr. Holliday.
Oh, there's so much aggressive behavior. Look what David Porter was doing to that seven-year-old.
Chinese burns go back centuries.
But he was kicking him at the same time.
Ah, windy day. Some of them go funny in the head.
Oh, just look at that. Terry Macon, let go of the Zard. You're hurting him.
Yes, miss.
I think it was a Chinese burn to the neck.
The violence in this playground, Mr. Holliday, is getting out of control.
Kids will always fight, always did, always will.
Did you hear me, Terry? Stop it this minute. You are a very cruel boy.
You mean there are other sorts?
Yes, that's coming along very nicely, Tony. Keep at it, right?
Yes, Mr. Sims.
Now then, how are you getting on, Nadine?
All right, I think.
Let's have a look. Ah, that's excellent. The detail on his helmet's really good.
He's standing on Hadrian's Wall.
Let's hope the Romans had fur-lined helmets then, eh? What have you written about them?
This was as far north as the Romans came.
Yes, amazing when you think about it. Can you imagine a modern-day Italian wanting to occupy Carlisle?
Well, I had a Mario's ice cream there, sir, when we were up on holiday.
Did you? Anyway, try another sentence about how long the Romans stayed in Britain.
Right. They stayed in Britain...
I didn't realise you were ambidextrous.
Ambi what, sir?
Well, it means you can use both hands equally well.
Oh.
Well, just now you were writing with your right hand. Now you're writing with your left.
Oh, I forgot.
Forgot what?
I've always got to use my right hand.
Of course you haven't.
My dad says I have. He says I mustn't use my left hand.
Why? Christine, Jason and Saddam, they're all left-handed.
It's not right.
All right, Nadine, don't worry about it. Just you do it as you want to, eh?
They stayed in Britain until the 5th century.
Well, if you ask me, you're talking a load of rubbish. The kids are just letting off steam. That's what you do in a playground.
Quite right.
All I can say then, Mr. Long, is that the steam today is coming out faster and hotter than usual.
Steam, steam. And hot air is hot air.
There's too much violence. We should be thinking of ways by which we can reduce it.
Oh, could we have that window closed, Mr. Holliday?
What?
It's blowing a gale out there. And that's where I wanted to stay.
Sorry. Just letting in some cool air.
Look, a playground has always been a walled rectangle of tarmac. A bell goes and the kids rush around and shout.
Then another bell goes and they stop and shut up.
But it's how they rush around. I do not regard constant fighting and wrestling as acceptable amusement.
Kung Fu's given pleasure to millions.
Well, it doesn't here, not in this playground. Azad could have been strangled.
Oh, come on.
We have to do something about this, something constructive.
Leave them alone, Mrs. Rudd. Let them use their imagination.
Do you think most of them have got one?
In my opinion, we should be encouraging them to play games that are less violent, games that have stood the test of time.
You can't nanny children at play. And you can't put the clocks back.
It's not a question of putting the clock back. Some games are timeless. They're as valid today as they ever were.
Like what?
There's rounders, marbles.
I still play them.
Skipping and hopscotch.
And bowling, hoops along cobbled streets in short trousers. Give it a break, please.
Well, really?
Talking of breaks, I'm off to get something to eat. Anyone join me?
Yes, I will.
Later, perhaps. I'm going to discuss my ideas with Mr. Beeston first.
You do that, Mrs. Rudd. Give our ears a bit of a rest.
You can be so rude, Mr. Long.
Did I say something wrong?
As far as I was able to gather, she's off sick to the end of term.
Oh, come on, she's not sick.
Yeah, I've got my doubts on that, too.
I think our Adele... There's much bigger fish to fry. I reckon that's the last we'll see of Miss McAfee.
Probably been advised to convalesce with a paintbrush and palette.
That's more like it.
And if two or three of your pictures just happen to get hung at the Royal Academy and you never have to teach again, well...
Actually, she's not a bad painter, you know.
Oh, never been up to see her watercolours, have you?
Ah, you can joke. But I've seen her full creative frenzy. Do you know she can paint with both hands?
Oh, simultaneously.
No, don't be silly. No, she just flings the brush from hand to hand. Very useful for the fiddly bits in the bottom corners.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
A bit like young Medine in my class.
Oh, the new boy started this term?
Yes.
You're going to tell me he's a two-handed painter as well?
Well, I know he can draw well, and he's used both his hands to write with.
Oh, ambidextrous and multi-skilled, he's got it all.
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure he's naturally left-handed. Well, for writing, anyway. But he won't use it.
Oh?
I think there's a lot of parent pressure to make him use his right.
What do you know about them?
The family came down from Yorkshire. Very strict Islam, I think.
Oh, that might account for it.
What do you mean? We've had lots of left-handed kids with Islamic parents.
Yes, but if you follow the teachings to the letter, the left hand is always the wrong hand.
Well, I know that. Anyway, what do you think I should do?
About Naveen?
Yes. I don't really want to interfere. I wouldn't want to make trouble for him at home.
No, of course not.
On the other hand, well, he's a natural left-hander. And yet he's convinced that being a left-hander is bad.
Well, suppose you tried to give him a positive image.
How?
Well, come up with a list of the great left-handers. Might impress him.
Well, could be worth a try.
I'm sure it is. Now, let's think. Off the top of my head. Well, just in art, there's Leonardo da Vinci, Picasso. Oh, yes. Adele McAfee.
Adele McAfee. Impressed? Nadine will be knocked out.
Will you stop that, Hopkins? It's going right through me. I said stop it!
Sorry, sir.
Just get off home.
You don't like rat whistling, then?
Hopkins!
Are you trying to waken the dead, Mr. Long?
What? Oh, sorry, did I disturb you?
The whole school, I should have thought.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
What? What do you mean?
Well, you do seem to be flying off the handle a lot recently.
You've noticed?
Just a little.
Well, you mean Mrs. Rudd?
Well, any problems here at school?
No.
What about at home? Oh, look, you can tell me to mind my own business.
No, but it's all right. We have got a problem, actually.
Come on, let's go in here. It's a bit more private.
Okay.
Have a sit down.
Thanks.
So how's Edward?
Oh, the nipper's fine.
But?
He's taken to waking really early. Well, too early for me.
And you're not as young as you were?
No. Although, you'd never guess, would you?
Oh, certainly not. But let me put it this way.
Choose your words carefully.
Whenever I see you, Mr. Long, I start humming one of Cliff Richard's greatest hits.
That's more careful than I could have dared hope. Unfortunately, my secret's always been an uninterrupted night's sleep.
And Edward hasn't affected that up to now?
No, he's been so good.
Well, if it's any consolation, I know how you feel.
Be careful, Miss Lewis. I'll have no qualms about selling any tittle-tattle to the papers.
No skeletons in the cupboard, I'm afraid. But you know the situation with my mother.
You mean she wakes at 3:30, goes red and cries as well?
Not quite. But she takes up all my time, day and night.
Yes.
It's quite a relief to get to school.
Yes, I know.
Well, what does Sarah think it is?
She's not sure. Thought it was the window at first.
The window?
Should it be open or shut? Made no difference. Were there too many bedclothes? Not enough. Was he hungry? We just can't understand it.
Oh, I really do sympathise.
But at least your mother can tell you what she wants.
And how?
There ought to be an organisation for people like us. Anyway, now you know.
Well, I'm glad I know the reason. Wouldn't like to think of you changing personality.
Cliff Richard's body with Keith Richard's lifestyle, eh?
Well, even he's a reformed character now. So I'm sure you can do it.
Mr. Nice Guy, huh?
Well, let's just say it might be a good idea to steer clear of Mrs. Rudd until you get this sorted out.
That means I won't have to speak to her for at least 4 more years.
So if there are no more comments on the parents' evening, I'd like to move on to the last item on the agenda. Now, we'll make sure you're not late for your first class, Mrs. Patterson.
Sorry.
Now, Mrs. Rudd has proposed that we purchase loose equipment for use in the playground. Now, this equipment will include skipping ropes, marbles, hoops...
Yeah, catapults, penny tubes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, you can laugh. But for once, I tend to agree with Mrs. Rudd that we could be a little more... And how shall I say, hands-on in our approach to what happens in the playground.
And hopefully contribute to a reduction in the level of aggressive behaviour.
Absolutely.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
Thank you, Mr. Sims.
We put all our efforts into the classroom. We say it has to be stimulating and cheerful. Then at break time, we send the kids out into a tarmac desert.
Hear, hear.
I mean, I don't necessarily think all those old-fashioned games
old
are...
Old-fashioned, Mr. Sims?
Well, yes. Origins lost in the midst of time and all that.
I would prefer to call them timeless.
All right. Timeless, if you must. Anyway, they're not going to cure things overnight. But well, it's a start.
We never had any loose equipment at my school. Give us an old tennis ball. That's all we needed. We were at Wembley in no time.
Shouldn't that be Wimbledon, Mr. Long?
Well, that just proves my point. It's the death of the imagination. To us, the tennis ball was a football.
But not every child likes football.
All right. Now, look. I know we could discuss this till we reach that last great playground in the sky, but I like Mrs. Rudd's idea, so let's give it a go.
How much is it going to cost?
I was waiting for that one, Fred.
Well, how much?
£50 should cover it, and I've authorised that amount. I'll leave it to Mrs. Rudd to sort out the best price.
Well, she'll need a toy museum for what she wants.
Well, if it's all going to cut down violence in the playground, I'm in favour.
Yes, all right.
So, Mrs. Rudd, it's over to you.
Thank you so much.
Great. You can have my old balls for nothing if you want, Mrs. Rudd.
OK, everyone, stop now, put all your things away. And don't forget you've got music after break. Oh, Nadine, just a quick word before you go.
Yes, sir?
I wanted to ask you, have you heard of Charlie Chaplin?
No.
Oh. Well, how about Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney,
one of the Beatles.
I don't think I know them.
All right, one last go. Have you heard of Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, yes.
Good.
She's the ice skater.
Oh, well, no. Well, never mind. Look, I just asked because all those people, Nadine, were left-handed.
It's not good to use the left hand.
Well, it's not a question of good or bad. It's just the way you are. There's nothing wrong with it.
But Jason and Christine sit at a separate desk in the class.
That's not because they're not as good as everybody else. It's just so they don't clash elbows with somebody who's right-handed.
But they use different scissors and funny fountain pens.
Well, yes, but that's because everything in this world seems to be geared up for the right-hander.
Because that's how we are meant to be.
No, it isn't. No, it's because if a lot of people do things one way, it's easier to fit in with them.
But the left hand is unclean, Mr. Sims.
Is that why your father says you must use your right hand?
Yes.
Well, that's fine, Nadine. I'm not going to stop you.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right.
Sir?
Yes?
Perhaps Marilyn Monroe would have been an even better ice skater if she'd have used her right hand.
Well, it's impossible to tell. Let's say we'll never know, eh? And leave it at that.
They really love the bean bags.
Hardly traditional, though, are they?
Mr. Holliday, bags have been filled with beans for centuries.
You make it sound like fatting or cord wangling.
You know, I have the distinct impression that you're not totally behind me.
No, no. Open mind about everything, that's me. In fact, I'm sure skipping is a good way of keeping fit, as long as they don't ask me to join in.
I must say, I'm rather tempted, but... Oh, no, not again.
Now what?
Though I've already spoken to them once.
Who? The ancient order of beanbaggers?
The boys over there. They're using the skipping ropes to trip the girls up.
Now that is dangerous. Come on, Mrs. Rudd. We'll have to teach those lads some manners.
Well, I got no more than I deserve. I made the old fogey's mistake.
Watching Top of the Pops and asking whatever happened to Melody?
Just as bad. Thinking that fame lasts forever.
Two had lunch today.
Not yet, no.
Then I would suggest you make a point of avoiding Mrs. Perkis's special.
Tuesday. That'll be shepherd's pie.
Is that what she calls it?
Right, thanks for the warning.
So, Nadine wasn't impressed with your list of famous left-handers.
He hadn't even heard of them. Unless there's a left-handed ice skater called Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, well. Well, I shouldn't worry. Long term, he'll be better off.
You think so?
Well, I mean, is there anything in this world designed for left-handers?
The French horn, Mrs. Patterson.
You what?
I couldn't help but overhear. The French horn is ideally suited to the left hand.
Is it really?
Yes, it's because of the position of the finger controls and the horn.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Rudd. Obviously, a lot of left-handed horn players in France.
And I do believe that Charlie Chaplin played the violin left-handed, but with a right-handed instrument.
Ah, that is interesting.
Now, if you'd known that earlier, you just might have swung it with Nadine.
Mm. Tell me, Mrs. Rudd. How do you teach stringed instruments to a left-handed child?
No different from handwriting. Sit in front of the child. Give them a mirror image to work from.
Yes, of course.
You need a lot of patience.
They always want to write away from the body. That's what I find.
Ah, I think the kettle's coming to the boil.
They have a lot of difficulties, don't they?
Hmm, I wonder.
What?
I think it wouldn't be a bad idea if we all had a left-handed day. Solidarity with a minority.
Well, have all the right-handers pretending to be lefties?
Yes.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's just tokenism.
Well, I don't think so. Children might have a natural bias to the left hand, but I've got 20 years of manual dexterity over them. We'd be starting from roughly the same point.
Oh, you're on your own. You won't last 2 minutes.
Bet.
Is that kettle just boiled?
Okay, £5.
Right, here you are, you're on.
Ah, I win.
What do you mean?
You empty your right hand pocket with your right hand.
Oh, that's unfair. I didn't know we'd started.
Ah, all right then. From now.
Okay, let's try my tea with my left hand.
Butterfingers.
Oh, right down my shirt front.
Oh, with that shirt, no one will notice. Come on, let's go and get something to eat.
Yeah, I'll get the hang of it, don't you worry.
What's wrong with Mr. Sims? Can't even find his own mouth.
I think he's trying to identify with some of his pupils, Mr. Long.
We're thinking of giving them tea with their breaks now, are we? I presume the cups will be part of the loose equipment.
That will be quite enough. You have already made your views known very clearly.
Sorry. How's the new regime going?
Well, we've had one or two teething problems.
No, please, don't mention that word.
What word?
Teething. It's a horror for the future. I don't even want to think about that.
Mrs. Rudd, you're going to have to be doing something about the rationing of the new equipment.
Why?
Demand is exceeding supply.
I'll tell you what, split the bags and give them one bean each.
So, the popularity of my ideas are proven.
Well, at a price. The kids are fighting over who has what.
It just needs your firm hand, Mrs. Rudd.
And I shall provide it.
Do you know, I think these traditional games are beginning to affect her.
Wait, no whistling in the corridor.
It's a good whistling, sir. Better than Hopkins.
Roger Whittaker standard, actually. And all for me?
Of course. I saw you striding along and, well, it just came out.
You've made a sleepwalker very happy.
Oh, no change then.
Up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, dear. Have you tried bed sharing?
We'd never get three in his cot.
In your bed, you stupid boy.
No, we're not having that. For a start, it had put an end to the little bit of conjugal bliss we've got left.
Well, there is that, I suppose.
Mind considering where the conjugals have got me right now, it might be a good idea.
Is there a lot of noise outside of his window?
His bedroom's at the back. There's 100-foot of garden before you hit tarmac.
Oh, well, just a thought.
Thanks, anyway.
See? Politeness in spite of it all.
Yeah. Do you know, I even managed to apologise to Mrs. Rudd today.
Good grief.
Although, I did have an ulterior motive.
Which is?
Well, if Edward keeps up this 4 o'clock waking routine, I may need her to give him one of her traditional family value lectures.
Oh, no, not again.
Are you trying to test my powers of concentration, Mr. Sims?
I'm sorry.
How many times are you going to drop those registers?
Oh, look, take no notice, Mrs. Stone. Now, where are the...
It's unlike you to be so cack-handed.
Ah, here they are. Behind the facts. Got it.
But for how long, I wonder?
Look, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Stone. There they are. All present and correct. Well, the registers anyway. Not the kids, of course.
Are you sure you're completely with us, too?
Yes, I think so. You're quite right, though. I was cack-handed.
Always a good sign. If you recognise your faults, you can do something about them.
Ah, but not cack-handed as in clumsy. I was trying to pick up the registers left-handed.
You like to make life difficult for yourself?
Well, just for a while. I'm trying to see what it's like being left-handed.
And?
Finding number one. Don't even think about peeling potatoes.
So parsnips would be no problem.
Sorry. Delete potatoes. Insert all root crops.
Oh, you know, it's not all bad being left-handed. Look at my typewriter.
Ah, there are very few who are privy to such an invite, Mrs. Stone.
You have heard of QWERTY, haven't you?
Son of QWERTY, Lord of the Inner Kingdom in the Land of Sharda?
You know what I mean.
The keyboard.
Exactly. Do you know the left hand does about 60% of the work on a typewriter?
Really?
Yeah.
So a left-hander would make a better secretary, theoretically.
Yes, but don't spread it around. I'm right-handed, and I want to keep this job.
Ah, learning to type at last, Mr. Sims.
Oh, fascinating.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, yes, she is, isn't she? Do you want to see me?
Yes, please.
Oh, come on in.
Thanks.
Sit down, Mr. Sims. Well, then, fire away.
I'd like to start a new school club, if you're agreeable.
Not another one. I've only just sanctioned Mrs. Rudd's skipping club.
Well, it's Christine's idea, really, in my class. She'd like one for Southpaws.
And I don't agree with boxing, particularly not for girls.
You're winding me up.
Well, in a sense, but...
What?
Well, don't you think a club would make left-handers feel even more isolated?
No. Just the opposite. There's maybe two or three in every class. Bring them together and the older ones can help the younger.
But is it really necessary? We make provision. We have left-handed scissors, left-handed rulers.
Potato peelers.
Ah, well, there you have me. Are you sure this is all Christine's idea?
Yes, but I'm beginning to develop a bit of a fellow feeling with lefties.
Well, I could swear you're right-handed.
Well, correct, but I've been experimenting, trying to do everything left-handed. And I'm very angry.
Well, your best friends are crossing the road to avoid you.
Far worse. I've broken my fountain pen.
You obviously didn't plan ahead. The school has left-handed nibs.
Locked away, I expect.
Yeah, with the potato peelers, probably.
So what do you say?
Access to equipment. First discussion point for the Southpaw Club.
Good. Well, I'll take that as a go-ahead.
Second project, research famous left-handers.
Ah, well, I've made a bit of a start there already, but there are problems. Can you think of anyone under 30 who's vaguely Islamic?
Islamic? Why is that?
It's the only way I'll get Nadim interested.
Oh, I see. Someone who Nadim can identify with. Well, there must be someone. I think we'd all agree that it's far too early to assess the impact of the New Look playground activity after a little more than 24 hours.
But I believe it has been a success, albeit a qualified success.
It was worth it just to see you skipping with them, Mrs. Rudd.
I haven't seen footwork like that, even in the boxing ring.
Or such trim thighs.
Oh, really, Mr. Sue.
Yeah, please. I think we're all agreed that the purchase of the skipping ropes, etc., has been very useful. But what we need now is perhaps a more considered approach.
What we need is just a little more of what we already have.
At least you've made people think about the playground, Mrs. Ryan.
Yes. I'd have to say, and I don't think I'm saying that I agree with the implementation, but I'd have to say that even with the fighting over the equipment and the trippings up, I have to say that, on the whole, because we've shown an interest in what the kids do in the playground, I'd say they've appreciated it.
Blimey, it's a road to Damascus.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Long. Look, I'm glad we seem to have reached some kind of consensus, and I think we should see Mrs. Rudd's games as just a start. The school playground is one of the last safe refuges for children, and the more attractive we make it, the better for everyone.
Including Mrs. Rudd. I'll bet she's lost £7 since she started teaching them all those old skipping games.
And it's that combination of left and right-handed attack that makes them so devastating.
But does Wazzy Makram write left-handed as well?
I don't know, but that's the way he bowls, and he's one of the greatest.
But Wacky Eunice is good too.
Oh, yes. And put them together, a left-hander and a right-hander, and they make Pakistan, well, one of the best bowling attacks in the world.
They beat England anyway.
Yes, although nearly everybody does.
Mr. Sims?
Yes?
How did you know I was interested in cricket?
You come from Yorkshire, don't you?
And you really think being a left-handed bowler like Wasim actually helps Pakistan win test matches?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
He wouldn't be better right-handed.
No. Look, why don't you come along to the Southport Club? I'll see if I can get hold of the video. We could look at some left-handed cricketers.
Any cricketers?
Brian Lara.
Oh, he's brilliant.
And he's left-handed.
Yeah.
So you might come along.
Yeah, okay.
Good. You never know. If we get enough people there, we might be able to field a left-handed cricket team.
Got myself a crying, walking, sleeping, talking,
ring dong. Got to do my best to please her.
It's Peter Pan. I make that classroom to staff room in 10.8 seconds.
Ah, well, you know me. The rustle of teabagging teapots just like a starter's gun.
I heard you'd switched to strong black coffee.
Ah, that was yesterday.
Here, have some tannin.
Thanks.
I take it you've solved your early waking problem.
See any bags under these eyes?
Not even a small carrier. I think we'll have to start looking in your attic for a Dorian Gray portrait.
Blast the secrets out.
And you were almost polite to Mrs. Rudd at the meeting.
Yeah, it's marvellous what a good night's sleep can do.
I suppose it was just a phase he was going through.
No, it's nothing to do with Edward. It was all Mother Nature's fault.
As in call of nature?
Sort of. Spring and love, Miss Lewis.
Now you've lost me.
Well, it's not just people who get the urge about this time. A couple of noisy starlings decided to build their nest right outside his room.
Ah!
So, I've had to move their little home.
Oh, not too far. They may not find it.
I don't care. It's me or them in this fight for survival.
How can you be so cruel?
Easily, very easily.
Oh, dear.
Edward gets a good night's sleep. I get a good night's sleep. That's all that matters.
I have a feeling that your Dorian Gray portrait has just got a little uglier.
I can sleep with that. In fact, I can sleep. I can sleep.
Yes, all right, you win. There you are. £5.
Well, you can give it me with your right hand.
No, just a final gesture.
Well, this is very honest of you. How would I know you didn't keep up left-handedness at home?
I think you'd see a few more cuts and gashes if I had. Oh, it's good to feel a knife in my right hand again.
I expect you'd be just as cack-handed, don't worry.
Gauche, sinister, cack, all nasty words, and they all mean left.
Ah, oh, that's true. Sorry.
No, don't apologise to me. Why don't you come to Lord's with the Southport Club and apologise to them?
Lord's?
Yes, next term. I'm taking them to see Middlesex play Lancashire. We want to see how the greatest left-handed swing bowler in the world gets his wickets.
English, is he?
Honorary Lancastrian.
Oh.
Wasim Akram, one of the fastest and most destructive bowlers in the world. Our Nadine's rapidly becoming his greatest fan.
And he's a left-hander.
That's right. Once I stopped trying to impress him with our cultural icons, I was in business.
Well, Nadine certainly affected my views.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't watch Gentlemen Prefer Blondes without wanting Marilyn Monroe to break into some left-handed ice skating.
You've been listening to King Street Junior, written by Martin Davies, and starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher. Marlene Sidaway featured as Miss Lewis, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, the school secretary, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson, Tom Watson as Mr. Holliday, and Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd. Nadine was played by Adam Searles, and Hopkins by Nicky Scarrett. King Street Junior was created by Jim Eldridge and produced by John Fawcett Wilson.